It's a fact of life that everybody has a story, and they get more interesting as we get older. This is Lisa Berry, and storytelling is a way of connecting. And connecting for older adults, especially right now during a global health crisis, is more important than ever. The University of Michigan has a program called Big Hearts for Seniors. It's a collaboration of five community-supported organizations who serve older adults in our community. And from the Silver Club Michigan Medicine Geriatric Center, part of that program, I want to welcome Shannon Echeverry to WEMU. Thanks for joining us, Shannon.
Thank you so much for having me, Lisa.
And also joining us is a local author and storyteller, and her name is Breida Miller, also a volunteer for the Michigan Medicine Program. How are you doing, Breida?
Oh, I'm wonderful. Thank you so much, Lisa. It's great to be here.
Telling stories, getting older. Those kind of go hand in hand, don't you think?
They absolutely do. Absolutely.
And you have an event coming up. Tell us about that, Shannon.
Sure. On July 30th, Big Hearts for Seniors is presenting Big Hearted Stories, Experiences of Aging. And it's going to be at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. It is a free virtual event that benefits Ann Arbor Meals on Wheels, Housing Bureau for Seniors, Osher Lifelong Learning Institute, Silver Club Memory Programs, and Turner Senior Wellness Program. We have six local storytellers that are going to tell stories about their lives, about their experiences. It's going to be a really wonderful night.
Who would be interested in attending this? Who are you reaching out to?
This is Breida. We are reaching out to anybody who enjoys a good story. That while the focus is the experiences of aging, it is certainly not limited in terms of interest or appeal to folks that are older. It's just going to be really, really a great night of entertainment.
You say you have six speakers, so I think there must be a lot to say along these lines.
This is Breida. Yes, there is. We put out the call to anybody and everybody who wanted to tell a story. And we had, I have to tell you, just as artistic director for this event, one of the hardest things was choosing because it was just a wealth of storytellers and experiences. So what we were looking for was different, interesting, diverse experiences, and really that's what we found. The stories are fun, they're joyful, they're inspiring, they're touching. It's going to be a great night.
And Breida, you're one of the speakers who will be telling stories?
I am. And I spend a lot of time talking about my experiences as a caregiver for my mom and the life lessons that I learned along the way. And, you know, they're funny and they're touching. And people tell me that I say what they're thinking. So it's a good thing.
I'm big on life lessons. Can you give us a couple? Share with those?
Oh, gosh, so many. Well, you know, the story that I'm telling for this event, it's the world premiere. It's
oh,
the
boy.
First time I've told this story. And the name of it is The Apple Pie. And one of the things that I've learned about stories, and so many people say to me, oh, but Breida, you know, I don't have a story. I haven't done anything spectacular, or I haven't, you know, climbed a mountain, although one of our storytellers did at 72 in Nepal. And that's one of her stories, which is so cool. But here's my take on stories, that people either have extraordinary experiences that they can then share and tell and take people to a place that they might never, ever experience, or they have ordinary experiences and they tell them in an extraordinary way that can help people see things in a different way, a different light, and inspire them to think of their own experiences perhaps in a different way. And certainly with Apple Pie, that was it, because I want to tell you, as my mom's caregiver for nearly 8 years, including hospice care in my home, I did my best, but I got so caught up in doing all the caregiver things that I forgot what really mattered. And I lost my way for a little bit. And this story is all about that experience. In fact, my daughter, when I was telling her about the story, she said, Mom, that sounds like a Seinfeld episode. I mean, what was the big deal? What was the problem?
So you could laugh at it? Is that what the point?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah, absolutely. That you can make a much ado about something that is so obvious to other people. Mm. But when you are in the thick of the stress and the worry and the exhaustion of being in a caregiving situation, which I want to tell you is not unlike living through this pandemic, that every single thing that might be normal in everyday times is an ordeal. Yeah. The logistics, and we're just exhausted. So I think this night of storytelling is going to be a light for folks at the end of July, that if they just want to just listen to some really interesting stories, to be uplifted, to laugh a bit, and they're all local folks, so it's been great fun putting it together.
Can you tell us, Shannon, about some of the other storytellers that will be participating?
We have a really good variety, as Brita was saying, of different storytellers. We have some individuals who this is their first time telling a story publicly. We have others that are accomplished storytellers. We have authors. We have professors. We have pretty much anybody that you can think of. And we also have the MC of this event, Vic Strecker, who I know went on your show recently. And he is going to introduce the storytellers and share a little bit of his own story with the viewers as well.
Yeah, Vic Strecker was on Art and Soul recently, telling his story and talking about purpose in our lives. And everything that's happening right now, unfortunately, seems to be colored by the pandemic that we're in. And that is, I don't want to say forcing you, but causing you to go online with this event. How do you think that will work out?
This is Shannon. Like everybody else, when we had to postpone this event, we were devastated, but then we really thought about this being an opportunity to reach people that we haven't reached before. We can reach anybody throughout the United States and all over the world.
Yeah,
we
true,
have people
yeah.
that have signed up all over to enjoy this event together. So we're really taking advantage of that and also wanting to reach out to people, especially older adults right now that are so isolated, right. that this is an opportunity to feel connected with other people, which we know from research is so important.
Is this event necessarily for older people?
Shannon, this event isn't specifically for older people, but it certainly would appeal to them, but I think it appeals to anybody who just enjoys a good story. The other wonderful thing about this event going online, I'm thinking about families that are separated and people that are in assisted living facilities or places, and they can't be with their loved ones. They can't physically be with them, but wouldn't it be wonderful if they could listen, they could watch this event online and then talk about it and share and say, oh, I remember that, or I did that, or can you believe that happened to that person?
Right.
And so I think it's a great opportunity for connection for all generations. But you know what? A good story is a good story. And that's what this is all about.
So if someone wants to participate or listen in on big-hearted stories, experiences of aging, when is it and how do they do that?
The event is July 30th, and it's going to be at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Registration is free. You can register at victors.us/bigheartsforseniors.
And of course, we'll put all links to that on our website, WEMU.org. Shannon Echeverry and Brita Miller, thanks so much for talking to us here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.